Good morning, everybody. Today is actually Sunday, October 30th of 2022, and you will see this on Wednesday, November 2nd. And the reason for that is because I'll be traveling out of town. I'm going to the Reawaken America Tour in Branson, Missouri, this Friday and Saturday. So that's the reason why you're seeing all these. And then after that, I will be going to other states, so I will not be coming home right away. So you actually see me gone for about 2 weeks. And so if I don't do all the pre-recordings, which I may not be able to do, then I will do some while I'm on the road. Now, today's prophetic word is called, your enemies are about to regret taking my nation, even for one day. I heard this prophetic word on October 29th of 2022. Before I get to that, I do have a couple announcements to make. I will be in... It is Fort Wayne, Indiana. I think it's actually Huntington, Indiana. And that will be Saturday, November 12th. And so that's Saturday night around 5 o'clock. I think that it starts. I think the doors open around 3. If you would like some tickets or more information regarding that, you can click on the description box below. Or you can go to our website at jgminternational.org under our events page. Seating is limited. We hope to see you there. I know it would be another great event because it's God's event and He is the one who's in charge. And I just love seeing what He does, what He says, and what He does for so many people and how He's reawakening all of us and miracles, signs, and wonders that are going on, deliverances that are happening everywhere we have been around the United States this year. So I hope you can join us. Also, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please go to our website at jgminternational.org under our contact page. Or you can write us at Julie Green Ministries, P.O. Box 1252, Benton, North Iowa 52722. Now, I am not on YouTube. I am not on Facebook. I am not on any other platform that I do these videos except for Rumble, and I share on True Social and Telegram and whatever, but I do not post on Facebook and I do not post these videos on YouTube. Other people are doing that. It's not this ministry. They're taking these videos, they're pirating them, and they're also taking people's money. So do not give to any of those other sites. They are people who are just using this ministry for financial gain. So do not watch on those sites. Okay, that is all the announcements to make. And here is the prophetic word. Again, it is called, your enemies are about to regret taking my nation even for one day. And I heard this prophetic word on October 29th. For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to get up from your places of defeat, of past failures, of fear, doubt, worry, unbelief, of being a victim and enslaved by your adversary in all of his deceptive ways. You are my children, and these are the days to be strong in the Lord and in my power, and not your own. Victory has been won, so celebrate like it. Act like it. Talk like it. Never lay down and never quit. Never accept defeat, no matter how you feel or what circumstances are telling you. This is the day that I have made, so rejoice and be glad in it. My children, many changes are about to take place all at one time. So be ready and be prepared to see things and hear things you never thought possible. These are the days of a mighty army moving across your land, taking back territory, taking back power, exposing the infiltrators. For justice to be served for a nation, to receive back what has been stolen. My nation is rising. A great shaking has begun to destroy the chains that have been holding it down and trying to bring it to its knees for the final shot to destroy it once and for all. My children, your enemies are about to regret taking my nation, even for one day. Your enemies will stumble more and fall right before you. None of them will continue their stand or their plans against me. You or this nation, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Asphalt. This word will be in your news for an unusual reason. A great upset is about to take place in New York. Just watch, a governor will fall, and many leaders holding the state back can't hold it back anymore. Your enemies are in a great amount of fear regarding the state if they were to lose it. Many dark secrets are hidden in that great city, and it will all be exposed. My light will expose all the dirty rats and everything that they tried to hide. A great shaking will take place in New York City that your enemies will not recover from. So my children who live in New York, watch those ungodly rulers fall before you. I am setting your state free, saith the Lord. A major mishap will take place at CNN. A hot mic will catch someone saying something they never wanted anyone to hear. It will finish their final takedown. CBS is in trouble. Explosive evidence will come out how they lied and tried to hide election fraud. They'll have their hands caught in the cookie jar, you would say. These are the days for many news stations to take one hit after another. They will not recover from. All the liars are about to be exposed, saith the Lord of hosts. Hiawatha will be in your news. I say this name again because something significant is about to take place. Hillary Clinton is about to come out and say something that is about to give herself away. Jezebel is about to fall. A whistleblower has evidence that will take her down once and for all. And all is about to be heard by the public, saith the Lord. Harrisburg is about to be in your news for a significant reason. A wolf will be in your news for a surprising reason. Watch, a CIA agent is about to be exposed that will start their fall. Their walls are crumbling around them to show the truth of what has been what they've been doing against you, O United States. I'm exposing all the agencies against you and all who would devise plans to steal and destroy my nation. I will expose all who betrayed this nation and helped the Biden and the one world government, along with China, and all who are against you to steal this nation. Judgment is hitting your enemies with no way to stop it, saith the Lord of hosts. Justice will be served in my nation once again. Every judge against me will soon be removed. A shakeup is about to be seen in the Supreme Court. Merrick Garland, I say this name again. Judgment is coming for you, and you are no longer safe, and you are being removed by me, saith the Lord of hosts. A scandal is about to be exposed, so watch the Pentagon. And remember what I have said. I am removing and cleansing it by my hand. I am moving and cleansing it by my hand. A countess will be in your news for a surprising reason. Missile fire, this will be in your news for a significant reason. An eruption will take place in many Arab nations. Watch what they will try to do in November, and it will not work. My children, get into prayer and say what I need you to say. No more just complain about everything that is going on. I already know about it. I am doing something regarding everything that your enemy has tried to do against you and against your nations. Use your mouth as a weapon against your enemies. I am coming for them. Remember, I always win. Your victories are about to be seen, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Now again, for those who are new to this ministry, I will go back and read the prophetic word again. Because sometimes when I go too fast, I will stumble upon certain words or whatever. And I want to make sure it's clear to each and every one of you. And sometimes when I go back, the Lord will give you and myself more revelation and deeper insight of what he's talking about regarding these prophetic words. Now, this last paragraph, now look at this. My children, get into prayer and say what I need you to say. Now, this is that sentence right there is extremely important because, you know, we are Christ-like because we're Christians. And so what did Christ do? Christ only said what his Father told him to say, and he only did what his Father told him to do. Many people have questioned, well, why didn't Jesus do this? Or why didn't Jesus do that? Or why didn't he, you know, do this or that, whatever. But the reason he didn't do those things is because his Father didn't tell him to do it. Or his Father didn't tell him to say that. We have to be, he is our example. We should be led by that example. So say, for instance, you have a flight instructor, or you have a coach, or you have somebody that you are being coached by or instructed by to do something. Say, for instance, you want to be a skier, if you want to be a basketball player, if you want to be a pilot, you have an instructor, you have a coach. And that person with their experience will tell you and will give you examples and will instruct you on the things to do and when, how to be better at the specific thing that you want to do. Well, Jesus is our instructor. He's our teacher. He's our confidant. He's our standby. He's our helper. Jesus is our example of what to do in every situation. You can say Jesus or Julie, but we're not Jesus. No, but he's our brother. He's our savior. If we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, he lives on the inside of us. So even though, no, we're not ever going to be perfect like him, but we can, he can be our example and we can strive to be like him more. Not exactly, because no one can be like him, but we can be led by his example. And so if he says, I only said what my Father told me to say, and it says in this prophetic word, my children, get into prayer and say what I need you to say. God will always instruct you. Whether he'll give you a scripture or he'll actually give you the exact words. In many different situations in my own life, the Lord had given me the exact words to say and when. And sometimes it's just a couple words. It doesn't need to be going on and on and on and on. They're very simple, very short, but it's very powerful. No matter what God will tell you to do, he will give you the instructions. He will give you the ability and power to do it. So there are certain things you don't exactly know. Julie, I don't exactly know how to do this. God will give it to you. He's not going to tell you to do something that he hasn't given you the ability or the victory to do it. God's not going to say, I want you to do this and then not give you the victory or not give you the finish, the end. He's going to give that to you. That's why even last year when he said, can you trust me and will you? He gave me the ability to trust him, but it was my decision and my willingness to trust him. God has given you the ability to get all these things done that he needs you to get done and even say these things and fight the good fight of faith, to get up even when all hope seems lost. He's given you the ability. Now you just need to have your willingness to obey. And that's all. And God will always be there. And he's, remember, he says he's made you more than a conqueror. So he will give you the right words to say and when. Sometimes it's just one or two words. Sometimes it might be a sentence. but he will give you the exact words, and those words will be more powerful than any words that you can come up with on your own. I promise you, because God knows exactly what to say. No more just complaining about everything that is going on. I already know about it. That's important. When we go to God in prayer, it shouldn't just be us complaining about everything that's going wrong in our life. God already knows of everything that's going wrong. He just needs our agreement with Him, that we agree that we have the victory, that we agree that we have our wholeness, that we agree that we have our healing, that we agree that we have the victory, that we agree that we have those finances, that we agree that we have whatever it is. God says He just needs our agreement. He already knows what's going on. Especially even when we go to Him and repent, it's not when He first found out about the sin. That's when we got rid of it. He first found out about the sin when we committed it. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. There's nothing that we say or nothing we do that he doesn't hear or know. I mean, seriously, that's where Satan deceives us. When we sin, we most likely like to run from God, just like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. As soon as Adam sinned, they got into fear and then they ran and hid. Well, God knew where they were. I mean, Jesus walked with them in the cool of the day every day. Yes, He did. But listen, He knew where they were, but He needed their willingness to come out of hiding. He knew what they did before they told Him. So when we do things, instead of running from Him, we need to run to Him. His eyes are there always. His arms are always wide open. Yes, His eyes are always watching, but His arms are always wide open to bring us back home, bring us back into His arms, and to forgive us, and to have us go back to the life that He always intended for us to have. Don't let Satan ever steal away from you the grace, the God's forgiveness, because he can steal that from you by keeping you in guilt and shame and condemnation and sin consciousness. He'll keep you running from God. Don't let Him ever deceive you in from what's already yours. And what's already yours is forgiveness, because Jesus already paid the price for that sin. All right, now, I already know about it. I am doing something regarding everything that your enemy has tried to do against you and against your nations. God has already given us the answer, because He knows the end from the beginning. Use your mouth as a weapon against your enemy. I am coming for them. Remember, I always win. Your victories are about to be seen, saith the Lord your Redeemer. Now, I am coming for them. Remember, I always win. God always wins. That's why we should never be afraid of what we see and what our enemies are trying to do, because God always wins. They're never going to outsmart God. And that's something that if we pay attention to that, and if we focus on that our enemies are never going to outsmart God and they're never going to win, then that destroys the power of fear and doubt and the worry and unbelief that people have when they have that perception of everything, all hope is lost, and everything is just going to go downhill and our country is going to be destroyed. No, God never left us in a hopeless situation, that He has not given us the hope. He's not given us the advantage. He has not given us the ability to get out of that situation, or He's not given us the victory. Jesus already won it. That's the thing. Jesus already won our victory. It's not like maybe we win some, we lose some. No, we should always win, because Jesus always won. No matter what situation, Jesus won it all. He always wins every single time. It's past tense. He always wins. It's always there. He won the battle a long time ago, and the battle is won now for us. All right, now, an eruption will take place in many Arab nations. Watch what they will try to do in November, and it will not work. So they will try to do things in November. Ignore it. Pray against it. Command it to come down. But again, get into agreement with Almighty God, not what your enemies are trying to do. Missile fire, this will be in the news for a significant reason. A countess will be in the news for a surprising reason. Now, when I heard this word, that surprised me. I know it has something to do with a royal title. He's been talking about the royals a lot again. So pay attention to any royals and pay attention to that word. There's going to be, I know a countess is a female, so something's going to come out and it's going to be surprising. All right, now, a scandal is about to be exposed, so watch the Pentagon. Remember what I have said. I am removing and cleansing it by my hand, saith the Lord. He's been talking about the Pentagon. He's been talking about the military. He's been talking about military movements. He's been talking about how he's going to remove many generals that are against this nation. There are many generals that have been put in place by the old president, President Obama, who were not for this country at all. I mean, obviously, we know Obama was never for this country at all. That's why he strategically tried to change it and tried to divide it, tried to destroy it with every single ounce of his being. That's why there was many divisions during his time of presidency. So what we need to do, not every general is bad. I know many. Not every general is bad. I'm just saying the ones that are in the Pentagon that are going to be exposed. Scandals are going to destroy them because they're going to be exposed by what they have done against this nation. Nothing that they have done has not been recorded or has not been known by Almighty God. So that's why we got to pray for our military, because there has been a shaking in there. And God is saying that shaking is going to be seen and noticed by the world. So a lot of things have been going on behind the scenes, and now it's going to start happening in the open. Merrick Garland, I say this name again, judgment is coming for you, and you are no longer safe, and you are being removed by me. Now, Merrick Garland is the AG, or supposed AG, Attorney General in this nation. He's really not, because he was not appointed there. He can't be appointed there by a fraudulent government and a fraudulent president. So Merrick Garland has done many things, and God is saying he's going to expose it, and he's going to remove it by his own hand. So watch the fall of Merrick Garland. It might even be a resignation. Doesn't matter. Things are not always how they appear to be, and God will expose it. A shakeup is about to be seen in the Supreme Court. God has been talking about Supreme Court a lot, and so watch another Supreme Court justice come down, if not two, or anybody who is against God in the Supreme Court still is not going to stay there. They're not going to keep their seats. And we've already had a prophecy that has already come to pass back in earlier this year. God said there was going to be a person that was going to step down, and one had already done it. I think it was Brewer was his name. All right, now, justice will be served in my nation once again. Every judge against me will soon be removed. Now, there are judges that turn their back regarding this country, regarding the election, and God is saying that those judges are going to be removed by him. Now, it's not even just about the election. This has been about many things that have not, justice has not been upheld. The laws have not been upheld. The Constitution has not been upheld for many years, even before the 2020 election. So this is not just regarding election. This is regarding just our country in general. Our enemies have infiltrated so much. They infiltrated our judicial system to try to destroy and take down our country from within by laws. I mean, you got to think, look at all these people that are evil and have committed all these crimes, but they keep being let go. So depending on what judge it is, they can be paid off, they can be bribed or whatever it is. And so you're seeing a lot of people being off scot-free. Then you're seeing people who have been unjustly withheld, like anybody from the January 6th, that day. They were not criminals. But you see criminals being released all the time. There are many people that have been unjustly treated, and God is saying those judges who turn their back on justice and turn their back on the laws of this country are going to be removed by God if they don't repent. Watch a CIA agent. Now, God's been talking about the CIA. He's been talking about the FBI. Those prophecies have already been fulfilled. And he's been talking about these three-letter agencies since the last year. And it's now starting to come to pass. But watch the CIA agent. It's about to be exposed. It will start their fall. Their walls are crumbling around them to show the truth of what they have been doing against you, O United States. I'm exposing all the agencies against you who have devised plans to steal and destroy my nation. I will expose all who has destroyed this nation, or betrayed this nation, excuse me, and helped the Biden, along with the one world government, along with China, and all who are against you to steal this nation. Judgment is hitting your enemies with no way to stop it. And we can already see judgment. It's already hitting a lot of them. All right, a wolf will be in the news for a surprising reason. He mentions a lot of different types of animals, and sometimes it is physically an animal, or sometimes it's just a word and somebody's described as that. All right, Harrisburg is about to be in your news for a significant reason. People say, Julia, is that Harrisburg, Pennsylvania? It could very well be Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's the first thing that came up to me when I heard the name Harrisburg. So something is going to be significant, excuse me, in Harrisburg. A whistleblower has evidence that will take her down once and for all, and is all about to be heard by the public. Now, this is talking about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is about to come out saying something that is about to give herself away. So she's going to come out and say something on the news or say something out and, you know, she's going to be on a phone or, I mean, interview or whatever. She's going to come out and say something that she doesn't mean to say. And then God has said about her that she's a Jezebel. And he said Jezebel is about to fall. And a whistleblower is about to have evidence that will take her down once and for all. It'll all be heard by the public. So it's going to be soon be heard. Somebody's going to come out regarding her. They've been holding and propping her up for a long time, and it's not that time anymore. Along with, you can see the same thing about Hunter and Joe Biden. So once you're seeing that all the people, even in the inner circle, the ones that they've been trying to prop up for a long time, you're going to start seeing them fall more and more. Hiawatha will be in the news. I say this name again because something significant is about to take place. He's mentioned Hiawatha, I don't know, 4 or 5 different times. So watch, that's very important if he's mentioned it that many times. These are the days for many news stations that take one hit after another. They will not recover from. All the lives are about to be exposed, say the Lord of Hosts. So he's talking about news stations. This one is CBS, is in trouble. Explosive evidence will come out how they lied and tried to hide election fraud. They will have their hands caught in the cookie jar, you would say. And of course, he's been talking about CNN. Those prophecies have been fulfilled one right after another. He's been talking about CNN since last year. And we can see how much trouble they're in, how many people have been removed from CNN. And then he said that something else is going to happen. A major mishap will take place at CNN. A hot mic will catch someone saying something they never wanted anyone to hear. It will finish their final takedown. So he's even said their doors will be shut. So watch CNN fall for good. And then watch something happen at CBS as well. Now look at this. Who all live in New York. God's been talking about New York a lot, and he's talking about it again. So a great upset is about to take place in New York. Just watch, a governor will fall, and many leaders holding the state back cannot hold it back anymore. Your enemies are in a great amount of fear regarding this state if they were to lose it. Now, that I found that interesting when I heard that from him. They don't want to lose New York State because they are in fear of what will be found out if they do. Many secrets have been hidden, is what he's saying, in that state, and especially in New York City. And God is saying, once they lose it, those exposures are going to be explosive. Your enemies are in a great amount of fear regarding the state. If they lose it, many dark secrets are hidden in that great city, and it will all be exposed. My light will expose all the dirty rats and everything they try to hide. A great shaking will take place in New York City that your enemies will not recover from. So my children who live in New York, watch those ungodly rulers fall before you. I'm setting your state free, saith the Lord. Now, it's funny that he even said dirty rats, because I know I was even just talking to somebody who was just talking about rats in subways and how massive they are. And, you know, that's underground. So a lot of things are hidden underground in New York. And we're going about to find that out. All right, asphalt. This word will be in your news for an unusual reason. Okay, here it is. For I, the Lord, this day am telling you, my children, to get up from your places of defeat, of failure, of past failures, of fear, of doubt, worry, unbelief, of a victim, and enslaved by your adversary in all of his deceptive ways. You are my children, and these are the days to be strong in the Lord and in my power, not your own. This is really important. It says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He says us that, he gives us that scripture in Ephesians 6 and verse 10. And so a lot of times we try to do things when we're in a battle, we're in a fight. We try to do things by our own strength, by our own wisdom, and own knowledge and understanding, by our own human intelligence. And God is saying, this is not the time for that anymore. Stop fighting these battles on your own. Stop fighting this fight on your own. And God is saying, fight with his ability, his strength. How do we fight with his ability, his strength? With his words, with his anointing, with everything that he gives us to do. For an assignment, God will always give us the ability to get it done. So we're saying, Heavenly Father, I give myself to you. I thank you, Father God, for your strength, your ability, your willing knowledge, understanding. I thank you, Father God, that I'm willing and obedient to do whatever you want me to do and win. That changes it from taking it and putting it in your hands and trying to fix it, or giving it to him, because his hands are bigger. Your hands are not big enough to fix all your problems, but God's are more than enough. Because God is more than enough. So if we let God have these things, just like letting him have our nation, giving him, we had to stop trying to figure out how to do it. Just let him do it. But believe him, trust him, and be in agreement with him. Now, victory has already been won. So celebrate like it, talk like it, and never lay down. Act like it. Never lay down and quit. Never accept defeat, no matter how you feel or what your circumstances are telling you. This is a day that I have made, so rejoice and be glad in it. We walk by faith and not by sight. We need to walk, talk, and act in our victories. What? Because we're supposed to call those things as not as though they are, and we need to receive the fact that our victories are already. If we truly trust and believe God, God, I trust you, then you're not going to fear. God, I trust you. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. Then you're not going to be worried. You're going to say, I thank you, Father God, for my victory. I thank you, Father God, my victory is today. But Julie, what doesn't happen that day. So I'll keep saying that every day. And every day you'll be closer. Every second you'll be closer to receiving that breakthrough, receiving that victory. Don't ever lay down and take what Satan has because he's a loser and he's already lost. My children, many changes are about to take place all at one time. So be ready and be prepared to see and hear things you never thought possible. Now listen to this one. These are the days of my mighty army moving across your land, taking back territory, taking back power, exposing the infiltrators. For justice will be served for a nation to receive back what has been stolen. My nation is rising and great shaking has begun to destroy the chains that have been holding it down and trying to bring it down to its knees for the final shot to destroy it once and for all. My children, your enemies are about to regret taking my nation. Even for one day, your enemies will stumble more and will fall right before you. None of them will continue their stand or their plans against me or you or this nation, say the Lord, your Redeemer. So what we need to do in this time is to look to God, focus to him, keep our eyes on him, and not be moved by what we see. Now, he even said, because things are not how they appear to be. So even though you may hear certain things in the news, even though you may hear certain things that are going on, don't be moved by it. God is saying, only be moved by his written word. Now I want to pray over each and every one of you today. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to pray over every single person, the sound of my voice. I want to praise and thank you, Father God, for their victories. I want to thank and praise you, Father God. They see through the eyes of victory. They see through your ability, your strength. And I command in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every single thing that's been holding your people back, I thank you, Father God, it can no longer hold them back because of the name, because of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that has already guaranteed us our victory. I want to praise and thank you, Father God, for their healing. I want to praise and thank you, Father God, for their wholeness. I want to praise and thank you, Father God, that they are free, because whom the sun sets free is free indeed. And we declare our freedoms. We declare our victories. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, hopes encourage you today. Please like, subscribe, and share, and give this to everyone you know who needs to hear an encouraging word, who needs to hear the truth, because the truth will set you free. Well, God loves you. I love you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.